Do you like sci-fi? Would you like to be part of an exclusive club that's all about sci-fi? Then GalacticNetcasts.com has you covered. You're personally invited to join the Sci-Fi Geeks Club. The best part is there's no expensive dues, silly oath, or embarrassing initiation. All you have to do is listen, and if you like it, subscribe. Every week, a bunch of us geeks and a guest, sometimes a famous guest, sit around and discuss the latest news in the world of sci-fi and geek culture. Just go to GalacticNetcasts.com/listen or search for the Sci-Fi Geeks Club on iTunes, Stitcher, or on the TuneIn Radio app. Then, join the club, as in the Sci-Fi Geeks Club. Hello, and welcome to Weird World Weekly, a production of GalacticNetcast.com. I'm Dave Nelson, and this is Matt Stein. Hello, Matt. Are you there?
Yeah, you cut out a little bit, so.
Okay.
But I'm here.
All right. I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that we're here together talking about weird things happening around the world. And they can be like paranormal, ghosts, and spirits, that kind of thing. Can be like mythological creatures, like the Loch Ness Monster, conspiracy theories, or what we call grab bag. And the way we determine how to pick what category to choose from is the Wheel of Weird. Are you all settled in? Are you all buckled in? Are you ready to go, Matt?
I'm good. My chair has formed nicely to my ass.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear it. since that's the case, let's get this show on the road and spin the Wheel of Weird. Here we go. All right. What's it going to land on? Let's find out here. It's slowing. It's slowing. It's slowing. It's about to stop. And here we go. What do we got?
Grab bag.
All right, grab bag. Let's start the clock. 15 minutes or less. This can be anything that's not in the first three categories, the conspiracy, the paranormal, or the mythological. And what we're going to talk about today is what's causing all those mysterious sounds coming from the sky that are so loud they set off car alarms, and you didn't hear about this until I made it known to you, right?
And now I am 100% fascinated with this.
Yeah? Okay. Now, what did you think at first when you first started watching the videos that I was sending you the links to? What did you think it was at first?
I'm not going to say it was aliens, because I don't want to say I don't buy it, but that's pretty far-fetched. For the amount of time that it's been happening and no one has actually seen anything, I assumed there was some logical explanation to it, but I really hoped it was like something a little more out there.
Okay. It's weird noises from the sky, and people always freak out. They have no idea what they are because they sound so weird, and I captured a couple of them from videos I found on YouTube. Let's just play them real quick just to kind of give you guys an idea of what we're talking about here. Here is one of them. All right. Kind of sounds like a trumpet, right? Sort of a trumpet?
I would, yeah. I mean, I would go more with like a really loud car horn, maybe a semi-truck horn.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I could hear that. Some people are saying it's the heavens, the trumpets heralding what did Christians call the end of the world?
The apocalypse? The second coming?
No. The second coming, but there's the rapture.
Well, the rapture, yeah. Which, I wasn't surprised when I heard the video and then saw that. And, like, people, of course, religious fanatics are like, he's coming. And I subscribe to Christianity, but I still do not believe that all of a sudden we're going to hear horns. And then for years now, there's no horns to warn you. So get out of here, crazy Christians.
It's either you see the Christian thing online or you see, like, the alien thing. Are there aliens? It's the sound of the UFOs. Mm-hmm. They're here. Let's play one more. They're all somewhat similar. So anyways, okay, here's the story. Mysterious sounds have been heard booming from the sky all over the world. In some cases, they were so loud they set off car alarms. The unsettling noises were heard since 2011 from Europe to Canada, sounding like groans and powerful horns. The internet has been buzzing with theories about what the sounds could be, with suggestions such as Jesus returning, like we said, the world ending, that kind of thing. But experts have said there are rational explanations, so don't freak out, people. There's science behind this stuff. University of Saskatchewan physics professor Jean-Pierre Saint-Maurice told CTV that its electromagnetic noise emitted from auroras and radiation belts. So again, I will repeat that. Electromagnetic noise emitted from auroras and radiation belts. Is that a reasonable explanation, Matt?
Yeah, which would make complete sense as to why it's setting off car alarms.
Yeah.
You know, if it's loud enough for people to hear it, then the sound waves are reaching far enough to vibrate a car enough to set off a car alarm.
Yeah. Okay, so another theory is, according to NASA, the Earth has natural radio emissions. They sound like background noise from a flamboyant science fiction film, which these definitely sound like. Mm-hmm. But this is not science fiction. Earth's natural radio emissions are real, and though we're mostly unaware of them, they're all around us all the time. So they're happening even if you may not hear them, but they're happening.
Which, like we talked about when this story first came up, every time I go outside at night or even in the middle of the day and I hear something, I'm like, oh, is this it? Is it happening? But I live so close to an airport and just sounds that it would be really hard to actually pick it out. So
it's funny because watching a lot of these videos, they're out in the middle of nowhere. So there was one where it was in Canada someplace, and it was just a couple of loggers, and they're out in the middle of the woods, and all of a sudden, just this booming sound, this otherworldly, you know, unnatural sound happens, and it definitely stands out because you're out in the middle of nowhere with no city sounds, nor airport sounds, no freeway sounds, just silent, and all of a sudden, boom, you know?
You figure it's like when they try and do stargazing. They have to be away from light pollution, so if you're in the city, you're going to get sound pollution. You're not going to be able to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes complete sense. But the one that I found the most fascinating was somewhere in, I think it was Clintonville, Wisconsin. So it's not far from where I live. They caught it there. It's a really small town. But they had, like, city board meetings, and they're willing to dump a bunch of money in to figure out what was going on. Granted, that was, I think it was, like, 2 years ago. So they may have all just forgotten about it. But
yeah.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, I wonder if there was somebody on that council that was like, you know what, maybe we should look into this, do some research before we pour all this money into trying to figure out ourselves what the hell's going on.
I'm sure. I mean, if it is Clintonville, it's a super, super small city, so they probably have nothing else going on.
Yeah. But, you know, there is such a thing as Google. So I don't know.
I don't know if they have the internet in Clintonville.
It's that small. They don't even have the internet.
Yeah, if someone from Clintonville is listening, I'm sorry, you apparently have the internet.
Okay, so there's one more explanation. Earthquakes can also produce sub-audible sounds, according to seismologist Brian W. Stump from the Southern Methodist University in Dallas. So, okay, and then there's also lightning strikes can cause sounds as well. So our four choices are earthquakes, lightning strikes, the Earth's natural emissions, and electromagnetic noise from auroras and radiation belts. So plenty of actual real stuff that makes sense that could be making these noises. So take your pick, whatever you want.
Aliens.
All right, I'm going to say rapture.
Right on.
Okay, so let's play one more before we get out of here. No, I don't like that one. Let's get one of the real loud ones here. Hang on. See, that one sounded like a cymbal crash, and then like a couple of horns came in.
Yeah, that one sounds more rapture-esque. The one that you stopped midway through sounds like the bowels of hell opening. You know what I mean? Like, that one sounds terrifying. If I walked outside, I would promptly poop my shorts and run.
Well, that's weird, and that does it for this edition of Weird World Weekly. You can find out more about the show by going to galacticnetcasts.com. Search for us on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Either search for Galactic Netcasts or Weird World Weekly. Let us know what you think of the show. Send us feedback. Call our voicemail number, 805-328-3966, or email galacticnetcasts@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Weird World Weekly. Until next time, Matt, what?
Keep it weird, Dave.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. You have been listening to a presentation of GalacticNetcasts.com. For more about the show you just listened to, including how to subscribe, give us feedback, links to our social feeds, and more, please visit www.galacticnetcasts.com.